Geek Vibes Live is rated G for geek.
First of all, thank you for taking the time to talk to me. Big fan. Love Ball Masters. Love Super Jail. That is definitely my jam.
Well, thanks for having me so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are, of course, talking about Ball Masters Rubicon, which premieres on Adult Swim at midnight, Monday, February 20th, and it'll be streaming the next day. So the second season ended in March of 2020. When were you approached to do the special?
I mean, we were kind of bugging them to do the special for a while. And it was like, I don't know if you remember, but there was all this, a lot of things were shifting, like Mike Lazo had left the network, and then the merger with AT&T and all that, and Time Warner. So things were kind of in flux, but finally it all worked out and happened. And then COVID happened. There were a lot of strange things that happened that we've been working on it a long time, but I'm not describing this right. It wasn't like we've been working on it nonstop. It's been a lot of ups and downs, but it ended up coming out great. And I'm just so excited for people to see it.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was such a great sort of coda to the second season. I love how this goes full anime. Now, of course, the original series always sort of flirted with that style, but I love how this like fully commits to that. Was that always kind of the plan?
The story was always the plan, but the anime thing was not. Like, I mean, I've worked with Titmouse for years. I love Titmouse, but I'd always wanted to kind of do it as a real anime, but I didn't know how. I didn't know anyone there. I didn't know how to do it. And I had a friend, Silas Hickey, who runs this place, Custom Nuts. And I go to animation festivals a lot, like Ottawa and Annecy. And we were talking, and I was just, I don't even know how it happened. It was something like, man, it'd be cool to make it, you know, a real anime. And he's like, oh, I know these studios. He works for Cartoon Network Asia. So we started talking and then talking with Adult Swim and kind of made it happen. And it just worked out really good. Cause a lot of these studios, I mean, Studio 4C is one of my favorite anime studios ever. Like, I've known them since I was in my 20s, like Mind Game and Tekken Concrete and all these kind of things. And it just worked out. They had a slot open, because these studios are really busy over there and backed up. I don't know how much you know about anime, but it was a big deal to be able to work with them. I mean, it was like an honor, you know. It was crazy. So
yeah, that's amazing. So I admit I'm a huge novice when it comes to anime. Oh. But
well, the animation director for this there was Takashi Nakamura, who was the animation director of Akira.
Wow. Okay.
It was insane. Like, it was insane, because I was just like, are you kidding me? Is this even? I didn't think it was going to happen, to be honest, but it was just a lot of luck, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, even as like a self-proclaimed novice, I mean, Akira is legendary. It's yeah, so great.
Worked on a lot of crazy stuff from the 70s and the, maybe not the 60s, but like Gold Lighton, like Yatterman. And he animated on Nausicaa. Like, I would never say the name right. Nausicaa, you know, the Miyazaki movie. Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, now that's awesome. So was the production time the same or a little bit more than just like an average episode of Ball Masters?
It was really different and weird, because I've never worked with a studio in Japan, and they work really differently. And so we wrote it here. Like, I wrote it with Andy Roiland. He wrote on season one and two. And then I storyboarded it here with Veronica Liu. She worked on season I think she worked on season one and two. She definitely worked on season two. I think she worked on one and two, but we storyboarded it here. And then we sent it there. And then I did I didn't do the designs. I did all roughs of the designs and stuff. I post them on my Instagram and stuff, but then they redesigned everything. They did a whole redesign, and then they would send it back to us. And like, it was a lot of back and forth on Zoom and stuff. Cause again, it was during COVID. So, you know, we've never even met face to face. It was pretty surreal.
Nice. Now, speaking of that, so with the COVID restrictions, the voice recordings, was that all done remotely, I guess, as far as like just recording it? And then
it's kind of like the same, because most of the voice recording we did in, God, I'm trying to think where everyone was. A lot of people on the show are in LA. A lot are in New York, and those things were still open. You just wear a mask and stuff. So yeah, that was all pretty much the same.
Nice. Now, I know this is rarely the case, but do the voice actors ever get to like do their lines together, or is it all separate?
No, it's always for this show. It's always separate, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
But that's, I think that's just a further credit to your genius, because it just is so seamless that you would never know that it was just all kind of just put together in a way that just flows really nicely.
Yeah. More their genius, but no, everyone on the show is amazing. I mean, Natasha Lyonne is amazing. It's, you know, we got Dave Willis, Dana Snyder, and then, Eric Bauza. I mean, Eric Bauza is the voice of Bugs Bunny and almost all the Looney Tunes characters. I mean, he's like an insane. Dana and Eric are pretty, so is Jessica. They're all pretty pro voice people. Jessica was on Adventure Time and stuff. She's in a lot of Disney things. And then Natasha Lyonne's like, you know, she's like A-list.
Oh, yeah.
I feel so lucky she even does the show.
Yeah, she's great. Dana's great. Everybody. And of course, you're great. You know, you do the one of them.
I had thought of dressing like Krazar for these interviews, and then I decided not to.
So now I'm kind of curious, because I know a lot of people, a lot of fans are kind of wondering, like, is the show completely like dead now? Could we see a third season possibly?
I mean, the point of this special is to set up a third season or at least a couple more specials. So I'm really hoping the network does it. But it will depend on the ratings and if people watch. But yeah, like this special really sets up the next phase of the show. Like, I guess this will be a spoiler talk, but the intent was always like, we had the game, and I was always like, okay, the first couple seasons will be the game. But the game is this big plan of Krazar. He's been lying to everyone. I mean, you saw did you see it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Krazar is kind of he's almost like a spoiled trust fund kid that's been like slumming around the universe, going to planets and making games and playing around and, you know, ignoring his duties. So when they finally found him, you know, it's like, Krazar, what have you been doing? And they like, this is enough, you know, they're going to punish him. So, but it sets up that they're going to have to search for this Cosmo diary because the universe is really in trouble. And, I think it could be really fun and cool to see what happens. So, I mean, the ending, you know, if they never pick it up again, I guess the ending's okay, but it's pretty much a setup for more. So
yeah, that's why I asked, because it certainly does kind of leave you with like, okay, I want to see more. I want to see where this is going. So that's encouraging, because I definitely do want to see, like, again, if it's like more, another season, another special.
I'm dying to do more. I mean, I'd love to do a season three, but I think like a trilogy of specials would be awesome, because again, the original title was going to be Ballmaster's Odyssey, but then as we were writing it, we were like, well, this is the beginning. They're kind of crossing this threshold, like crossing the Rubicon. So we'll call this Ballmaster's Rubicon. Ballmaster's Odyssey will be the next one. And then I don't know what the last one will be yet, but they will. I mean, I have a lot of ideas. There was so much stuff we came up with that we didn't use. Because again, 22 minutes, it goes fast. I mean, it plays pretty quick, I feel like.
Yeah,
the show's usually 11 minutes. I was worried, like, oh, what if it plays slow? What if 22 is too long for this show? But I thought it played pretty clean.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the pacing is brilliant, like all the episodes. So I have to wrap soon, but I was kind of wondering, you know, everything's kind of crossover now, right? So is a Super Jail Ballmaster's crossover a possibility?
All right, I'm going to tell you a secret. I originally wanted these aliens to be the people from the twins planet and make it like it was one universe. And all the other players like, no, this is like Marvel. It's this multiverse crap and all this. And I was like, I always thought it'd be really funny what if it was. So maybe in the future. I thought it'd be very cool if the twins show up in this show, because they seem like they'd fit in.
Yeah.
They'd probably hang out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like, I hope that happens, because like I said, I'm such a huge fan of both shows, so cross them over, why not?
Michael Lee is watching this, and let's make it happen.
All right, we're putting it out in the universe. So all right, well, thank you so much for talking to me. Again, huge fan, and everybody can check this out Monday, February 20th, and the next day streaming on HBO Max. Again, loved it. So check it out.
Thank you so much, Mike.